work for nothing. Sometimes I work for something.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried. I did my best to treat people right. So
and you took care of yourself.
Long nights.
You took care of yourself.
For young people that's why I work so hard, because I figured that you treat people right, they treat you. But I tried my best to.
I don't know her real good, Mabel. I don't know what her story is. But I think she has a hard time finding work. And if you don't have a job, you don't have money. And if you don't have money, it's hard to have an apartment.
I know she doesn't.
And it's so hard to get apartments now in New York.
I know she don't have no money. I know she don't have no study job.
Yeah.
And study job, people take advantage of you lots of times, mm-hmm. you know?
Well, it's also hard to find cheap housing in the city now, too. Real hard. That's the thing that's changed the most, I think, because it's so hard to find apartments that you can afford. You need a hand there, Pam?
Oh, no.
Got a long story.
It's just luck. Hard work.
That's why I stayed with Joan's mother so long.
Mm-hmm.
I work. My hand is numb. My hand is very numb, that hand.
This one is?
Yeah.
Can you feel that?
Right there.
On the fingertips?
Yeah.
Right here, can you feel that?
They're numb.
Can you feel this?
Feel it, but...
Just the pressure.
I could find out if somebody didn't want me, or if I was at somebody's home. I was very sensitive, and I find quick. I wouldn't try to muscle in on nobody or nothing.
I think that's a good way to be.
What are those? A little,
pine cones.
Does it come off a tree?
Yeah, pine cones.
Yeah.
She looks like she's going to go plant pine trees someplace soon. Maybe across the road here. You going to plant a pine forest there, Pam?
That's right.
Well, what happened to them?
They've been dried for so long, you know, the seeds just fall out.
Oh, I thought they were attached to the individual cone thingies.
No, they're attached. You know, to each one of these has a little seed, but as it dries, they fall out.
It opens up and they pop off.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, girls.
Yes?
Why does Joan, listen to me, why does Joan have to have, there's a girl there with Joan, American.
Lee? Lee?
No, Lee ain't married. It's not
no,
Lee.
Lee's
it's not Lee. Lee is renting her home out. And somebody is staying, some woman is staying with Joan because she introduced her to me.
Well, Joan doesn't have room for anyone there.
Mm-hmm.
Joan doesn't have room for anyone there. She can't be staying there. In that little bedroom?
She don't.
Not in her bedroom.
It's as long as I got that room. But she only has that one room.
Mm-hmm.
And then the room that I got.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, I pay for my room.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And she pays for her room. And I guess the archives pay some for the rest of the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
The archives pay some for the rest of the apartment. But I don't know any married lady up there. I don't know anymore.
How many rooms in that place? Nine?
Well, there's only two bedrooms. Because that back bedroom off the kitchen isn't a bedroom anymore. So there's two bedrooms.
Room I got.
Yeah.
And Joan's room.
That's it. Then there's a big living room, the dining room, and that little room off the kitchen, which is just all full of junk for the archives. So it's just two bedrooms, two bathrooms.
Not much room there. Not too much room.
Well, not for a third or fourth person. Must have been someone who was just visiting.
You know, this was a... She introduced this woman to me.
Mm-hmm.
See? And this woman... Well, who was the woman with two children? The woman with two children and this...
But that doesn't mean she's married.
She told me something about a man.
I don't know. Have to ask John. I don't know.
I just hope she don't get herself in no trouble. You know what I mean?
Well, what's she gonna do? Hmm? She's gonna do what she's gonna do, isn't she?
So what?
That's one thing I sure learned. Nothing stops her if she wants to do something. Common sense doesn't stop her.
That's right. Yep, Joan. Now, Joan is an experience enough to...
Oh, I think she's had plenty of experience.
No, she has
not as much as you.
In one way and nothing in another way.
What's the other way she does it? She's been with a lot of women. She was with Debbie for what, 8 years?
No. No, I was going to ask... going to speak to the woman in California, or not California, but Pam?
Yeah.
I want to know, did Pam know anyone in the spiritual world is in New York?
Well, we can ask her when she gets back.
That I can speak to. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There were no, perhaps what goes on. I want to know, did just what happened to that, to who took the money out of the job?
What jar?
See.
Whose jar, man?
Rose gave. That's what I want. That's the key to my apartment. She let me in. I said, oh, I see. But that's how you got it. She says, yeah.
So their keys are just missing. Let's go over to the table here.
What about Sweet and Low in there?
Yeah, yours is Sweet and Low, Mabel.
There you go.
Pam?
Morgan has a little sugar.
Did you put a little Sweet and Low in there?
We got candles here for breakfast.
Hmm? Yeah, there's Sweet and Low.
Candles. Pretty fancy for breakfast.
Yeah, they're red.
Tell me if you want a little more milk. I didn't put as much in yours as two shades of brown here on the table.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
More milk? More milk?
Oh, I'm in another world. Don't fret your worry. I'm not in the one I left.
Which one?
Oh, I left one. Don't fret your worry.
Were you in last night?
Yeah. Two of them.
Two different worlds last night?
Two different worlds, yeah.
Well, no wonder you were sleeping so long. You were doing a lot of traveling, huh? What worlds?
I wondered to myself that if I, what will happen to me in days to come?
Mm-hmm.
The people I'll meet, whether I fit into their world.
Which one?
You want to quit? You girls will start getting paper and write about me. I know. Somebody should write about me and what I think. Don't you think?
I think so.
Yeah, that'd be so stupid.
So you were in two different worlds last night?
Mm-hmm.
You were in two different worlds last night?
Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to know what people think.
Not everybody gets to go to those worlds.
Huh?
Not everyone gets to go to those worlds.
Not everybody do what?
Goes where you go.
Oh, go where I go.
Not everyone does, no.
No, I don't. Wonder why.
I don't know. I guess they're just not as lucky as you are.
They're not as lucky as I am. They're traveling all around the place.
Who'd you see there? Who'd you see last night?
Who do I see? I'm going to have a good time. Wonder why is that?
Why are you going to have a good time? Why shouldn't you have a good time?
Yeah. Oh, listen.
You worked hard enough. You should have a good time, don't you think?
Well, now, listen. When is the gay ball of the gay...
March?
The gay march coming off? The 10th?
End of June.
Boy, that's going to be something.
Uh-huh. Pam?
Yeah?
We're going to get Mabel a bicycle this year. What do you think? What do you think?
What kind of bicycle?
Well, last time I did that bicycle ride through New York, I met a man who was a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
And he had one of these bicycles that is a big bike.
Yeah.
And one person drives a bike, and in back is a little cart with an umbrella on it that two people can sit on. They don't bike. They just sit there like a queen under this umbrella. And someone sits on the bike part and does all the work for them. And I thought, this is perfect. We got to get one of these for the march for Mabel.
That sounds good.
So she could be right with us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a little contingent of 4 or 5 bikes. We'll switch off biking.
I bet you I'll recognize lots of people.
Because I don't like it when she's
before.
Off with Sage and not with us. Stuck in those cars. That's not as much fun.
And you with your... camera.
Oh, God. Someday I got to get rid of that camera, Mabel.
Why? What happened?
Well, I'm always carrying a camera around. I get tired of carrying it around all the time.
Well, what kind do you want?
Oh, maybe none. Maybe none for a while. I'm going to take some pictures of you today after breakfast.
Really?
Yes. You and Pam. You and me.
Okay, you take
you and the
some
turtle.
Pictures. Oh, no.
No? Okay.
Is it warm in here?
Yeah, I just took my sweats off.
I'm thinking, what kind of a camera is it? If you can, wonder, could you get a picture, a camera that would take a picture of me right now, of me, not me, but another person. You become famous, girl.
Not you.
You understand? Yeah. Now, you see sometime in the movies, you see the one behind the other. Boy, you become a famous woman. You know that?
One what? I'm not following you.
Well, something like a spirit, but it is another person.
Okay.
They're hard
to photograph, Mabel.
Oh, boy, that's the thing. Pam, I see you tipping around like a Morty kitten. Where is those pancakes?
They're coming. It takes a while to cook pancakes. Got them step by step.
You know, I can see. I can feel.
You can hear pretty good too.
Oh boy, I
think your hearing's gotten better.
Huh?
I think your hearing's gotten a little better.
Hearing? What do you mean?
I think you hear better.
Yeah, the Joan and them thinks I can't hear at all.
I can't.
Oh, you can't hear anything. You can't
well,
see.
Well, then they'll tell secrets around you.
I said, that's what you say. As I told you in the beginning, said,
he's very
you have a different person in your life than you've ever had. You have a different person coming through.
You're onto something, aren't you?
Look at this one hugging me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's big on hugs then.
Well, she can hug as she wants. I don't mind.
Well, how come I don't get a hug?
Well, you want one like that?
You get one
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they'll hug more.
I feel better.
Hand.
Still numb?
Yes, it's terrific. Oh, goodness gracious. What is that? That goes on the pancake?
Looks like applesauce, maybe on the side.
It looked like applesauce.
I thought it looked like applesauce.
Pam?
Yeah?
Where's that famous pancake?
It's coming. Just a few minutes.
Can't rush a good pancake.
Yeah, but now listen, all you do is pour the thing on the skillet.
We got to get the skillet hot enough, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, she's making a big batch of them so she can come sit down.
I can cook, but nobody's going to let me because they're scared that I'll get burned.
I remember when you cooked up a batch of
what
chicken.
The thing is,
oh, you cooked some chicken a couple years ago that was so good.
If all you have to do is to watch the pot. You see, the thing is with me, there'll have to be
what?
Annie? Ham?
What?
Where is that famous pancake? Or just a piece of...
Well, just so you know, I'm still in the office.
Huh?
So they're not ready. I'm going to put them on your plate. See?
Okay, where is it
there?
See,
look.
Where is
it's
it
all stacked
there?
Up. I'm going to put it on your plate, but I'm cooking the last few.
Oh, it's right down here.
Good.
She'll be back in a minute. You just got to be patient here. Have a little more
That's
coffee.
That's okay. I'm not rushing you, am I? Oh, but I thought you showed it to me. That's why.
That was just to prove she's cooking them.
Oh,
she's got two more to go. Then she'll bring them in here.
Pam, did this go on the pancake?
Boy, driving up here, I just felt like I should keep on going.
Where?
Just north, anywhere.
Yeah.
Just such a pretty day out, it just seemed like I should just go way out into the country somewhere and sit on a hill.
It's stop raining. Oh, that was funny how I could drink that.
Definitely not toward D.C., though. You and me and Mabel and Elizabeth and my karate teacher, I think, are the only people I know that aren't going. Which is fine. I'm sure on the news tonight it will be. No. BAI might be doing it live.
You didn't think you'd be sitting here eating breakfast with me, did you?
Well, when?
Now.
I thought it a few days ago, when Pam invited me to come up and see you, while you were up here
you
visiting.
Said, what? I'm going up to see Mabel, and she fell and knocked her
she
head
said,
on the floor.
All those archives girls are going down to the march, and I'm going to get Mabel and have her up at my place Saturday night and Sunday, and do you want to...
I know it's honey and something else, but I just want bacon and eggs.
Yogurt. You don't want yogurt?
I'm going to have to go to work.
But do you know about food that you don't necessarily eat, like you're eating pancakes right now?
Wait a minute. What
there's
you
other
say?
Other kinds of food.
Other kinds of foods. What are they? Name some of them.
The air that you breathe.
Have you been there?
The air that you breathe. Yes, I've been there.
I thought you'd been near there.
Near there.
Did you taste it?
I taste it all the time.
You taste it all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you're some eater.
So do you. You just don't realize it.
I don't realize it.
I think you realize
what
it more.
What is it
and
I
more.
Have to realize? That the food is good?
That there are
well,
other.
I don't put on any airs if I if I'm hungry. I eat it. Right? What's that?
I'm just fixing your sleeve so you don't get it in the maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't get it in the maple syrup.
Oh, where is the maple syrup at?
You ready for some
got,
more?
I ain't got no maple
You finish
syrup.
With your butter and I'll give you some
on,
more.
It was on under here. That's butter. That's my eggy. That's maple's egg.
Asparagus seasoning is here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I was noticing that yesterday.
Right? Yeah.
Maybe if I just stopped eating anything cooked for the next month, that would be. It would be easy to do about now.
Yeah.
Be well, in raw asparagus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can't even steam anything in this approach?
Oh, no, I'm just right, thinking. Strategies.
You want some of this? Whoa!
I'll take a little bit of this.
I've been doing really good, just and it's just real obvious to me what it is. I'm just being fed in other ways, you know, and I don't need to feed my face.
Yeah.
I'm really eating more this weekend than I've eaten in weeks.
Because?
Just because I'm around and I have the time to fix a meal and sit down and have a civilized meal with people, mm-hmm. you know. But... And also, when I work at Bloomie's, I don't eat
at all.
I'll eat lunch. Mm-hmm. That's my main meal. And then I'll just have something here and there. But.
Well, I've been having a real craving for tonic flower balls.
It started when you went to the beach and you were looking.
I think it's about pepper.
I think I put it in my
spicy
tissue mm-hmm. in my pocket.
Do you need a tissue?
My tissue.
I'll get you one, okay?
These
watch your hands.
These Hicks pancakes, they're good.
Morgan, Hicks
you
House pancakes?
Yeah. Pam's pancakes.
I like the moose watch, though. That's cool.
I think moose watch is good. I think it's really good.
Moose wood, we already have a moose wood.
There's a real sort of...
Morgan.
Alert. Is this so you won't run into
one? Sweet and low. No, mm-hmm. you want to. They're friendly little critters.
No, I don't want no more.
Milk?
On the road you don't.
Milk?
That's nice.
Are you shaking? Yep.
Milkshake there.
Sylvia, the woman, the baker?
Yes.
The wonderful Sylvia. Well, we went to Sylvia's, and I don't know if it's because it was off-season or what, although I think I've been to Sylvia's off-season, but Sylvia wanted to visit, and she invited us back into her living room.
You know what I'm going to do when I get back to 215? I'm going into the dining room. When I step into the dining room... Look to the left. That's where Physicom have all of her books at, you know.
Yep.
And in cups and things sit there. Now, if somebody picked up those keys,
They might have put them there?
Put them in and cook.
It's a good idea. It's a good place to work.
Could then. Could be. They took them off the table and slammed them in there, you know.
Could be in a file cabinet somewhere, too, for all that.
That's the only thing that puzzles me. Other things, see, that puzzles me.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a lot of things that puzzle me.
Yeah, very curious.
Why do people try to push it in my head to? I won't have time to get through it or anything, so I can. I'll be going away on a visit soon. You like to know when, don't you?
Do you know when?
No, I don't know when. The little pickle pusses are supposed to let me know when I'm to go away.
How are they going to tell you?
It's going to be a Chinese puzzle of what things are going to happen. I have a wallet. Open it up, shake it down, and it has all the senior citizens. Places that I belong to in there, you know, they take their food. Boy, I have did a wicked piece of traveling.
Not like you're going to do.
What, dear?
You're going to do more.
I'm going to do more?
More traveling?
No. I don't like to become confused about anything. There's so many people that I want to. I bet you said to yourself, I've never seen a woman, a black woman, that can puzzle me so much as this one sitting across from me. Poopy!
You think you puzzle me?
Yeah. I guess that's what you said to yourself.
No. You don't puzzle me.
I don't puzzle you?
No.
Oh, I don't.
She wants to be a mystery lady.
Why not?
Why not? She wants to.
Well, I don't know why not.
Why? I know a little bit too much and not enough.
Well, I think what you say makes a lot of sense. Doesn't puzzle me.
That's delicious. That's nice.
It's a good cup of coffee.
Mabel?
Yes, my dear?
Do you feel like talking about your dreams? I'd
my
be interested dream? In hearing about
what
them.
Dreams?
The dreams that you have. Like last night when you slept for so long, I'd be interested in knowing about what you dreamt about.
Dreams when I went to sleep? Well, I don't...
Or dreams when you're awake.
No, they don't come up enough for me to talk about them, to see if they would, I want to know one thing. How is it my friend, she don't have nowhere to stay?
Which friend is
I'm
this?
I'm not talking about you.
I have a place to stay.
You have a place to stay.
Talk
but
about
she
don't. Ari.
And you may know who I'm talking about, and you may not.
You're talking about her before today.
Aurora's.
Yeah, Aurora.
Because she comes in at 1 o'clock in the morning, and she puts the light on like that. I mean, and then she touches that... that light, I feel the pressure of it, and I throw my eyes at the door and I see her. I said to myself, now she don't think I know she's there. I know she's there because I'm laying on the bed, but I don't mean to frighten her. But she ain't got nowhere to live.
Does
see what I mean?
Does she stay with you?
No, you don't exactly
it's
know
It's a sad
what I mean.
thing.
What I
but
don't
you said
understand
you're thinking
how
about her
is the young woman that gets to the point where she can't stay here, can't stay there, can't stay here, can't stay there.
It just happens to people these days, Mabel. It's a lot of people.
Is there your,
a lot of people.
Then the thing
have
is, I know that you're not doing what's right because I never had it to do.
Well, maybe there's some things she could do better. Maybe you're
no,
right.
When I was young, I never had to chip a chase around like that. That's why I took Lillian and stayed with her, and she stayed with me, because we got along nicely.
You ever talk to Rory about?
Talk to who?
To Rory about how come she don't have a place to live.
Talk to who?
Iris.
Iris.
Oh, wait a minute. Iris, Iris. About who?
About her living situation.
About living with me?
About why she doesn't have a place to live.
The Bronx?
About why she doesn't have a house.
I told her she can stay up there. She don't have to pay anything. She just stay up there. If she can stay there, the pleasure is hers. But she should do what's right. Come out and go do her work. But she seemed to be messed up with so many people. That's what, you see, and those forces come then on me. That's right, when she come to the door, open the door, those forces, she take her hand and she pushes the light down, up and down like that. That ain't necessary. I know she's there. See, you see, I'm a greater force than she has. Somebody is after her. See, switch. She have to be a very nice person to people. And Denver, old Black Denver is a dog. I'm telling you. He comes to the door first. After she puts the key in the door and turns it, then Denver will get up from where he's at, she's at, and she comes on in and pushes my door. See? Now,
I love the mind.
Listen, I can't
organized.
Talk to you because you don't understand the situation. A dog and a cat know more about what goes on in any house than you know.
Yeah.
Now that dog will come and she'll take a paw. The cat loves the bathroom because I have I spread it out. She can lay down and feel relaxed, you know. She gets just as mad when I take that bath mat up off the floor and put it on the tub. Don't she get mad?
Messing up her bed.
But she likes to lay on it, you know. It's nice and clean, and she doesn't love to lay on it, you know. I tell her, I said, now you see you laying, but you know you put a hell of a lot of fur on it. And I don't like a gang of fur. Because you ain't gonna pick it up.
Can't do too much about
this
that.
This was delicious. This was delicious. That egg was delicious. Now, nobody cooked an egg like that. I know you wonder to yourself, what is this I'm looking at? It's made from another world. I'll always be with you.
I hope so.
See, years will go, date back to 1957. I've got to look. The person I got to contact. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I guess I have to do it. She's a white woman. Very nice. I told Joan, regardless, regardless of what happened to me, you are to let that woman know.
Who is this woman?
Nobody else. Miss Austin.
Oh, I remember you talking about her.
She was from 1957, right straight on back to now. She's been a very nice woman to me. Very nice woman to me. She thinks, sits and thinks of me sometimes. I wonder what, how is Mabel getting along?
Where does she live?
Where she live?
She
Avon,
in New York?
New York. Avon. Is that how you pronounce it? Avon.
Avon.
Avon, something like that. And I told Joan when I fell and got hurt to let her know. Joan can't remember anything if you don't tell her to a couple times.
So does she know?
Huh?
Did anyone get in touch with
her? I think she let her know. I think I talked to Esther. Her name is Esther. Esther Austin.
Do you have the telephone number?
Yes. Yeah. It's in my black book on my table, on my desk. She talked to me. I guess Joan told her the number. Joan, that I mind back here. If she talked to her, she told her to let her know if I should suddenly go to sleep and don't wake up. I put it like that. So I told Joan, if I suddenly go to sleep and don't wake up, let her know.
I like that, Mabel.
Then she don't have to think about her checkbook anymore. She's been knowing me since 1957. There's one white woman that knows how I think. Don't say, I know. I said, no, you don't. You think you know. You're too young to know anything.
How old is Miss Austin?
I said, huh?
How old is Miss Austin?
How old, Miss Johnson? She, Austin, I don't know, I think she's about in her 60s, something like that.
Spring chicken.
I haven't brought her forward enough to try to find out her.
I love it, I love what Mabel's doing. I adore it. You are so wonderful. Do you know that?
No, I
you
don't.
You are absolutely wonderful.
How is that? Because I got a brain like a...
I love the way you work.
Oh, you do, huh?
Yep.
I have no work yet. My little angels runs around with me. They whisper something in my ears, you know, one of them boys. Yeah, they don't know no more now.
What kind of stuff do they whisper?
What?
What kind of stuff do they whisper?
You would be surprised.
I'm sure I would. Tell me. Tell me the latest.
No,
one.
I wouldn't tell you what they. They tell me.
It's private. Right?
If they tell me, Mabel, don't say nothing to those girls. The girl on the right and the girl on the left. Although I know the one on the left. That one on the right, I love. I always like Morgan. Morgan got them vitality.
She's a pretty special person.
Only if Morgan could just get a camera that would take a picture like I'd like for her to take.
Yeah.
She'd be
she
a wealthy
woman. She wants auras
and spirits. She'd be a wealthy woman. Mm-hmm. I tell them, I said, why can't you help her out?
You keep telling them that. You never know.
They say.
Could be a breakthrough one of these days.
Well, I talk to them by themselves. That's nice.
Well, you just tell me what kind of camera to get.
Hmm?
Just tell me what kind of camera this is.
Wait a minute. I know you're saying something, but I don't get it so fast.
What kind of camera?
I know you. What kind of camera? A camera that see two people instead of one.
When did you start thinking about this?
Huh?
When did you start thinking about this?
When did I start thinking about this?
When did you have this idea of that kind of camera?
Oh, when I think about it all the time. I used to think about it years back.
When you were a child, did you think about it?
Mm-hmm. It's nothing. You wouldn't know what to do with it if you got it. If she got it, she may have to ask me what to do with it. And I said, okay, you ask me, I'll tell you exactly what to do with it. You have to start going to a photographer, somebody that deals in the third dimension and like that. See, so you want to become famous. See? And you've got to have somebody into the other world that will help you to become famous.
That's the secret.
See? And never be afraid of anybody that speak to them, because they know almost as much as I know.
When you talked to Mary on the phone the other day?
Muriel?
Mary.
Mary?
In New Mexico?
Why, no, Mary isn't the woman. It's the woman that controls Mary.
Right.
Okay, I want to know who's in New York that I can go to and talk.
You know, it sounds to me like you're doing it already. It sounds to me like you're...
Maybe to you, but not to me. See, because I haven't found the woman that in New York that will talk to me like the other woman. Mm-hmm. The other woman told me what Lillian and what's the child's name?
Chrissy.
And I want to find out what they're talking about. When I can find out what they're talking about, then I know my next move.
You know, I think you just have to go inside yourself for that.
Huh?
I think you have to go inside yourself for that.
Oh, well, I can do that too, you know.
Mm-hmm. I think you can.
I want to know where you come from. That one's sitting on my left-hand side. This right one just sits here and grin all the time. She's a nice girl. This coffee is good.
You want some more? It'll be buzzing all day if I give you a little more.
Coming off the roof, all of this here.
That's me coffee.
Those pancakes were something, weren't they?
Oh, wasn't that pancakes?
Ooh, that maple syrup.
What should do with the third pancake? Oh, wait a minute.
You got a lot left on your plate.
Wait. Don't mess with my pancake now. And the little
Did you eat the little babies?
And the little pickle post.
No, look, here's a little baby.